This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
All right. So, hi. Good morning, Tanya. Good morning, Sissany. Good morning, Backroom.
Good morning,
everybody.
Last night.
Yes. What'd you do? How'd you sleep?
Started this new series.
Oh. What'd you start?
Idris Elba. You know Idris Elba?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Gosh, that guy is... He epitomizes cool.
Yeah.
He epitomizes cool. Idris Elba, right? So, I started... There's a friend of mine says, oh, you got to watch this new series. You know when people tell you about a new show, like, you're not watching that? Yeah, no, I'm not watching that. I didn't know. Wasn't on Sissany's watch list to tell me about
well,
it.
I don't know. Which one?
I only know what's on the watch list they tell me about to watch. So I started watching Hijack.
Hijack, yes. Oh. Okay. It's on Netflix, yes?
It's on Apple TV Plus.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Apple TV Plus. Hijack. Idris Elba's on a plane. Kingdom Air. It's very... I thought, you know what? I'm not into that just by title.
I'm into that.
I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. And he's brilliant in it.
They're saying this year's most thrilling action show.
Yeah, I would say so. So anyway, so I started it last night and I did that thing where I tried to finish the second episode. I wanted to, but I stopped with 17. I hit the clicker and I'm like, oh God, 17 minutes. I can't go 17 more minutes. I couldn't give 17 more minutes because of the timing. So that's the one. It's a 7-part series. Episode 6 is out today. I'm just telling you, if you like Idris Elba, it's worth it. I don't know, but can you sleep after watching a plane being hijacked?
That's the problem. We're looking for like a really lighthearted show to watch before bed.
Have you started Platonic?
No, is it lighthearted?
You would like that. Yes.
What's it on?
What's Platonic?
That is on Apple TV Plus as well. That's with Seth Rogen.
That one. Platonic.
Oh, we started that. I forgot about that one.
Yeah,
that one
go back.
Good.
It's really funny. Yes. We just finished that one.
Okay. There we go. All right. Making my notes. And this is not your weekend watch list. This is your Wednesday watch list.
But Tanya, you'll be very happy, actually. I was finishing dinner last night, and you'll never believe what show the kids started watching.
Oh, a cake. Eat the cake.
Is it cake?
Oh, they did?
Is it cake?
And they were coming, Mommy, do you know what this show is? It's a show about, like, is it real cake or is it fake cake? And they were just, like, explaining it to me. And I literally looked at them and I was
like, Tanya's explanation.
I know. And they were like, how do you know about it, though? How do you know about it, Mommy? And I was like, I know all about it.
We can watch this.
It's so good. I'm telling you.
Do you actually like cake, Tanya?
You know, funny enough, I don't enjoy cake. It's not like my sweet of choice, but I could watch anything.
What is your sweet of choice?
Ice cream.
What is your sweet of choice, Sistine?
I would like a cake or ice cream or any sweet.
Really? Cake doesn't do it for me. I like cold. I do like cold. Cookies are cold. Mark, what's your sweet treat?
I like pie. I'm a pie fan.
I mean, pie. Maybe what kind of pie do you like?
All of the above. It could be a chocolate
pie. Not lemon.
Pie. It could be I like a lemon meringue pie, like a key lime pie, like cherry, blueberry, all of it.
I like key lime with real zest in it. Lime zest.
That'd be great.
I like a tres leches.
A tres leches seems like it's going to clog my system.
Well, just let it clog.
I can't. I cannot
let my
system
clog. Wouldn't it do the opposite? Wouldn't it not clog?
No. Leche clogs.
Not me. It does the opposite.
Yeah, leche, definitely. Let it clog.
Like, I had a lot of cake this past week because we did a lot of birthdays. And I was like, I would eat all the cake, and I was like,
I'm not into it.
Not into cake.
No.
It needs to be, and forgive me, I hate this word, but moist.
Yes.
Yeah.
It needs to be moist. And if it's not, then it's not good.
And what about rich? Rich and moist?
But not too rich.
Not too rich.
I like seriously rich chocolate. So if it's a rich, moist chocolate cake, I could deal with ice cream on top. Mm. By the way, the tres leches cake is sponge cake soaked in three kinds of milk. Evaporated, condensed, and whole. That definitely clogs my system.
That is so good. Oh, that has to be my favorite cake.
Oh. All right, what do we got this morning? We got a lot. Taylor Swift tickets. You need the iHeartRadio app. We're going to encourage you to perform and use a technology that I love so much inside iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. So stand by for that. It's coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. Also, we have Angel City tickets. We have Dodger tickets to give away. And we have a problem. Somebody is it the lack of coffee or the coffee that's got you on edge, Tanya?
No, here's the problem. I think that I'm a lemming. I realized that the other day I was getting off on cold water and this car was stopped like kind of in the road. And I just thought it was somebody delivering food to somebody's house, you know, because there's houses on cold water. And everybody was honking and going around this person.
People very upset, right? It ruined their moment. It ruined their day. It ruined their morning.
Yes, because everything was stalled. And I did the same thing. I see the car. I'm the next one up. And I honk.
So your blood temperature rose and you had an episode of road rage?
Yes. And then as I honked and I like got into the next lane, I noticed that this girl looked distressed. Like it looked like she wasn't doing this intentionally.
And there you were raging.
Raging. And so I felt awful. So I went back around to like go around the block to see her again. And like I stopped and I said, are you okay? And she said, yeah, I got AAA. She was stuck. Her car was stalled. She wasn't doing it intentionally. Yeah, and everybody was just honking and just being so rude to her. And it made me realize like I want to calm down on the road and not have that be my first instinct to just like honk and get angry. Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's amazing how we can become evil and like so feisty and ticked off about a stranger we know nothing about.
It
really has no impact on our lives just because it can have like the smallest little thing. Like if somebody doesn't, you know, people are waiting to turn left and they don't take it. They don't like rush the light to get through on the left.
And you're like, come on, you could have made it.
Yeah. You could have gotten it. I'm like, yeah, you could have done it.
Yeah.
You could have made it. I mean, I look like such an idiot talking to myself.
Yes.
But they could have made it.
The rule on that is like three cars can clear no signal on a yellow to a red. Like three
but
cars.
But like, I just hated that my first instinct was this person is.
Did she have her hazards on?
No,
that is an issue.
Imagine like the horror you feel when you do know that you're causing people delays and you're trying to get somewhere yourself and you're panicked and you're waiting. So the lesson here is take a deep breath. Life is too short moment, isn't it? To get upset.
Yes. And it just made me realize like I don't want my first instinct, especially on the road, to just be rage.
Do you ever say, Sistine, when you and Michael are in it. Like having a little bit of a difference of views mm-hmm. on an issue. Do you ever just take a deep breath and say, you know what, to yourself, life's too short. I'm just going to move on.
Yeah, I try to, but then he's like, let's get down to the root of it.
Oh, God. I have to leave
him.
And
I'm just like,
I love that.
I never want to get to the root of it.
No, the root
is
the best.
No, no, no. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Let's just move on. And he's like, we can't move on until we get to the root of it.
Oh, I'm going
to
move on. I'm a life is too short. It's fine. We did it.
That's what I try to do, right? I say, life's too short. Who cares?
Why does he want to wallow in the root of it?
Let's just stop and move on. And he doesn't. He wants to get to the root of it.
Okay.
This is not why you're upset. We have to be upset. You're probably upset because of something else.
And let's sit and discover until we're not going to go anywhere until we find out.
It does end up being better, but it's such a waste of time.
It's so much labor.
I know.
Tanya, what do you say when, like, what are your words when you want to talk with Robbie?
Yeah, I'm the root girl. Like, I want to talk about it. I say, do you want to talk? Let's talk about it.
What does he say?
Can we do it tomorrow?
Every time.
I'm
Robbie and I'm Sissany.
Yeah. Can we go to bed now? Let's just zone out.
But I don't want to go to bed mad. I don't want to go to bed upset.
Right. And he says, I'm not mad. I'm not upset.
I'm not mad. I'm good. I just want to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about this tomorrow, actually.
No, I'm he does. He does. He does. He likes the root situation.
He just wants
time away from it so that we're not emotional.
I agree with that. Can we just take a breath and come back to this? Let's revisit. Let's put a pin and revisit.
Yeah, but so if you're like me, which is insecurely attached, when somebody wants space to think about things or whatever, you freak out.
Until you realize that's their method.
That's their method. But to me, it's like, oh, he just wants out. That's like my first instinct. And it's like been a learning process.
Let's get to the root of that.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
What time?
Whenever I figure it out for myself.
Oh, the root.
The root.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's talk about it tomorrow. Okay. Coming up. Your morning hack. You have spiders crawling around the house? You worry about spiders?
I've seen a few lately, actually.
Seen a lot of spiders? All kinds of creatures are out in this heat.
Oh, my gosh. There was one in Beata's car yesterday.
Why was the spider in Beata's car?
I don't know, but she made me kill it.
Where were y'all going?
We were going to an event, a Doja Cat event.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. Anyway.
I killed it with a juice box.
I don't know that you want to be advocating the death of
spiders. I'm sorry, but you know what I did? People can come at me, the spider advocates, whatever.
Well, I think they will. Then they got their thumbs out now. Typing, typing, typing.
That's what I meant to say.
I mean, we all need a web. A web is good. It's good for the ecosystem.
It was, yeah. But we were in the car. I had to make a choice.
A lot of bugs out. Things are... I think it's because I was reading. I think because maybe I got my knees better. I'm running more. I'm sweating more. So I think that's why the mosquitoes are after me.
Your sweat. Interesting.
Yeah. I started running more. Like, I wasn't running for a long time because I hurt my knee. Somehow my knee got better.
Nice.
I don't know about that. Right. And then I'm running every day. I'm trying to run.
Look at you.
Well, you don't see it. And by the way, y'all didn't even notice something this morning when we got here.
Your glow.
No, not my glow.
Well, you have a glow.
I always have a glow.
I noticed your hair looked thicker, but that can't be. Oh, it is?
Shorter? I don't know.
I got a haircut.
Oh.
Like, y'all come in with any
You guys didn't notice my hair, the whole thing last week. So
what'd you do last week?
I went to the hair salon on Tuesday.
Nobody said anything.
Make it look natural.
Make it look like nothing was done is what you told them.
It's all good. I mean, it's fine.
Guys, what'd you do differently? It looks
didn't
the same
do
to
anything
me.
Anything differently?
Well, then how are we supposed to know?
Well, it's fresh.
But no, mine's totally different.
What did you do?
Tighter on the sides.
Same.
Tighter on the sides.
It does not look tighter on the sides. It looks longer on the sides.
It does look longer on the sides.
I had to shoot that Canon commercial. You got to shoot, Sissany.
Yeah, I know.
For the iHeartRadio Music Festival, I got a haircut for it.
Good for you. I don't see a difference.
I like when you had it really tight on the sides. Like,
I might do that again, but you got to keep up with it. Anyway, okay, so here we are. The morning hack. If you're someone who freaks out when you see a spider, do you smush them? Do you escort them outside? We know it. Sissany does.
Sorry. Bye-bye.
If you want to keep the spiders outside where they belong... So they say, this is not me, I didn't make this up. The spider experts say spray WD-40 around anywhere they might get in, and they'll get the scent to pick up on it, and they'll stay away.
Like your windowsills and all that?
Well, I mean, you think of that little straw in the WD-40. That's going to take a long time to get around a house.
Whatever, I'll do it.
Spiders, bugs in general do not like WD-40. They don't like it.
I just picture them like sliding.
Oh, no, not the WD-40.
They try to crawl to it, but slide.
Today's quote for Wednesday. Let's wrap our heads around it. Got to get through it.
Do you take hair gummies?
Huh?
Do you take hair gummies or like hair supplements?
No. Why would you say that?
Because it's like it looks very, very full.
Maybe part of his vitamins have some sort of like biotin.
Why can't I just have hair?
No. I don't.
Like, why do I have to have a deficiency?
It just looks very full.
Well, do your parents? They have the good hair, right?
Yeah. Some of the best hair.
It's hereditary.
Some of the best hair of parents out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good.
I'll flip you some Gary Seacrest selfies.
Yeah. Looks good.
Anyway, today's quote. The pain you feel today is the strength you feel tomorrow.
Ooh.
It's kind of...
So get through it.
Yeah, so find your pain so you can find your strength.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, looks like UPS employees will not be striking. The Teamsters Union said it has secured pay raises for UPS workers, averting what would have been one of the largest strikes in U.S. history. Union members from across the country still need to ratify the new contract in August. The U.S. Mint has revealed the design of a new quarter featuring legendary Cuban singer Celia Cruz, making her the first Afro-Latina to be featured on a U.S. coin, wearing a rumba-style dress with her signature slogan, Azúcar, which means sugar, inscribed along with her name. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre have canceled their Hollywood Bowl concerts due to the strike uncertainty. Snoop Dogg says he is standing in solidarity with those on the SAG-AFTRA and WGA picket lines. And he's back. The Dodgers are bringing back a critical piece of their 2020 World Series winning roster. The Dodgers have agreed to a deal with the Boston Red Sox to bring back versatile utility man.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I want to like sing immediately because I have it in my head, the rehearsal. I just rehearsed my Taylor song that I'm about to sing so you can finish the lyric. I want to do it so fast while I've got the cadence in my head. I'm not a great singer. I'm not natural at this. And so a cappella, you don't understand the pressure. I'm singing a cappella. You guys are performers. I mean, Tanya, you sing. You've done recordings. And Sissany, you've recorded tracks. You're a singer.
I mean, look, I think we're all equally.
No, you have a single. Remember?
I do.
Yeah, I played a single. Remember the song I played at Sissany?
Well, Sissany did Ram It.
Oh, I did do Ram It right way back in the day.
Yeah, well, that's a single.
Sure.
Daddy, you did that song about the guy?
Oh, that was more of a parody song.
It was still a performance. Mm-hmm. Anyway, see, now I've forgotten
it. I did a song for you, too, remember? Thank you, Seacrest.
Yes, and you're welcome, and thank you for doing it. And my thank you and your welcome was spoken word. Anyway, right now, here's what we got to do. Finish the lyric for Taylor Swift tickets, but don't call. I'm going to start the lyric. You finish it. You sing the lyric into the talk back mic on your iHeartRadio app right now. So open up the iHeartRadio app, find the red mic inside our page. The talkbacks come like instantly right now. So the first talkback that gets it correct, we're going to call you back. Then we need your phone. You have to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you the tickets. So you understand? So I'll finish the lyric. You finish it into the talkback. We'll hear it. Whoever gets here first. Through the technology, and then I'm going to call you back on your phone, like within minutes here.
Yes.
Okay. And here I go, guys. My time, my wine, my spirit, my trust, trying to find a part of me you didn't take up. Gave you too much, but it wasn't enough.
Perfection.
Would you like it again?
Yeah.
I think everyone would.
Whew. It's because you have to finish the lyric and your talk back, Mike.
That smile you just made needs to be a meme. That needed to be a meme. I hope. I don't know.
What I do?
I don't know.
I was proud?
Yeah, like really proud.
I was accomplished, right?
Yeah.
Well,
okay, like in an innocent way. Well, it was cute.
You worked hard at that.
I did. Okay, here we go. So just in case you didn't get it and you're going to get into the talk back, Mike, right now on the iHeartRadio app to win these tickets for Taylor. Here we go. My time, my wine, my spirit, my trust. Trying to find a part of me you didn't take up. Gave you too much, but it wasn't enough. Now you have to finish that and talk back. What do you think, back room?
That was great, Ryan.
Woo!
Very impressive.
There it is.
I mean, it's no Ram It from Sissany. That's Sissany singing Ram It. Just Ram It. I think you use some Pro Tools technology.
Yeah,
there.
For sure.
Not really.
Mine was raw. We'll be rocking LA, so let's ram it today. And then here's thank you. Thank you, Seacrest, from Tanya. And for that I say thank you, Seacrest. Thank you,
Seacrest. Thank you, Seacrest. You're my best friend, that's the opposite sex. Thank you,
Seacrest. My wine, my trust, my spirit. All right, so here we go. This is what's happening. I just performed some Taylor. I just got some responses on the talkback mic live of people finishing the lyric. The first one I got is Cassandra in North Hollywood. Here she is. Cassandra, are you there?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It's Ryan Seacrest, Sissany, and Tanya.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
So let me just verify that you finished this correctly. I will start to sing once again. I will play what you sent me on the talkback mic. If it's the correct lyric, you will win Taylor Swift tickets. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. My time, my wine, my spirit, my trust. Try to find a part of me you didn't take up. Gave you too much, but it wasn't enough.
I'll be all right if it's 1,000 times.
Yeah! We did it, Cassandra. We did it.
Oh my gosh, I'm a little bit shocked. I'm a little nervous.
You got the coveted Taylor Swift tickets for SoFi Stadium. Congratulations!
Oh my goodness!
I was second guessing myself for a bit.
Never second guess.
It's tough because you want to be the first one in. So you really can't second guess yourself.
You got to just launch as you did. Well, so tell us, you know, after 7 o'clock this morning, right now, where are you in North Hollywood? What are you doing?
I'm in the parking lot waiting to get into work, but I couldn't miss this chance.
Well, congratulations! You are going to see Taylor Swift. Thank you for listening
to us,
Cassandra.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And we got a lot of people that sent in the lyric, but she was first.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
What do we got? Today, National Tofu Day. 8 days until Taylor Swift's at SoFi Stadium and real heat once again in Southern California. I got tickets to see Taylor Swift at the SoFi shows every single morning this week around 7 o'clock. I tell you exactly what you need to do. This morning was fun. Finished the lyric. Did that earlier. A few minutes ago, actually. On the talkback mic. Could hear your vocal quality very clearly. So, Sissany and Tanya... Big topic. We've talked about this here. The surprise songs at Taylor's show. For example, over the weekend in Seattle, she did, I think I got them here, she did this as a surprise
this
song.
Is why we can't have nice things.
She did Everything Has Changed as a surprise. In Seattle, she did this one as a surprise. Does that mean she won't do it here because she did it there?
Yeah.
That seems to be there.
Okay, Tied Together with a Smile was one. So they're marked off the list, basically.
Yes. When she's done them, she will not repeat them.
Unless she messes up, then she'll do it again at some point.
All right, let me bring in Kyra Beck. So Kyra Beck emerged as America's foremost expert on Taylor surprise songs. How did she do it? Let's bring her in now, see if we can figure out what surprise songs will be performed at SoFi Stadium. Kyra, thank you for coming on. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Super good. It's good to meet you. So you become America's most, you know, knowledgeable expert when it comes to these surprise songs. And I want to understand how you do it. You watch a live stream every night, and then what do you do?
Well, what I do is that I crochet which surprise songs she plays into a blanket. So based on the album that they're from, every album has its own color. And so then I crochet a row of that color into a blanket.
And so far I see this, the blue and the burgundy and the lavender and the pink. It's a beautiful blanket. Is it not finished yet?
Thank you. No, it's not finished until the tour's done.
And how big will the blanket, how many people will be able to cozy under the blanket?
Yeah, it seems big already.
Probably a couple. It's a little bigger than I expected, but I'm happy with it.
All right, so every surprise song, she associates with the appropriate color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then she makes a line, crochets a line into the blanket to create this gorgeous, colorful blanket. So how do you start to work out what colors you'll add for the Los Angeles shows and what songs will be the surprise songs, Kyra?
So I guess I'm just trying to think of some of her most fan favorites that haven't been played yet, you know, because we're reaching the end of the U.S. leg of the tour. So there are some that people are really waiting for, and so I feel like she'll bring out a couple of those. Maybe some special guests. I don't know.
I got to assume special guests here in L.A., you know?
I would think so.
So many people live here. It's a big show everywhere, but I would think, right? So what do you predict her surprise songs will be in Los Angeles next weekend?
So a couple that I'm thinking, there's a song called The Very First Night, which is from Red Taylor's version. It's a vault track, and she has a line in it that says, "Don't forget about the night out in L.A." So I think she'll not miss the chance to do that one.
Oh, for the hometown crowd.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, any other ideas?
I think she could do Right Where You Left Me from Evermore. I think that's a real fan favorite that hasn't been played yet.
I would not mind that one.
Mm-hmm. I would not either. I'm not going to be there, but I want to hear it anyway. I think it depends on everyone's touring schedules in terms of special guests, but I could see her doing her new song, Electric Touch, from Speak Now Taylor's version with Fall Out Boy. I would love to see that.
And maybe Pete Wentz come out.
Talking to Pete, and Pete's got a song out, too, with Fall Out Boy. I like that. Is an educated, very good guess.
That would be so cool.
Thank you.
What if he comes out and then they start his cover of the Billy Joel song?
We didn't start the fire.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a whole other thing. That'd be a whole other row in the blanket, I think.
Wait, I have a question. So you are putting this blanket together, crocheting the blanket. Every time the surprise song comes on, then you put the color into the blanket. What's your reaction when a song starts? Like if one of the songs you mentioned starts, do you get so excited you crochet immediately, or what's your reaction?
Yeah, I'm always doing it immediately as I'm watching the live stream, pretty much.
It's very funny to watch you because I feel like you try to guess. You know, when she says, "I did it with a friend of mine," you're like, "Oh, is it the one with Keith Urban? Is it the?" And then she does the one with Ed Sheeran. You're like, "Oh, I should have known that was the one." It's very, very fun to watch.
Really I try based on what she's saying. She kind of drops little clues as she's introducing it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on with us and continued success on this massive blanket. When the tour ends, what will you do with the blanket?
I don't know. If there's a way I could get it to Taylor, I would love to. But otherwise, I'll be very happy to just use it myself.
I'll bet you could post that up and she or someone she knows will see that.
Maybe. That would be awesome.
All right. Well, good luck. If that happens, let us know. Call us back.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Kyra Beck, thank you very much. Kyra Beck there, the foremost expert on Taylor surprise songs, and she's crocheting a beautiful blanket with every color. 1-800-520-1027 is the number into the studio. I do have Meg on the phone. Let me grab her before we do anything else. Meg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. All right, so it says here you're in Long Beach and a studio apartment is destroying your relationship. Tell me what's up.
Okay, so my boyfriend and I decided to move in together, and we wanted to save money, so we decided to live in a studio for a year and then find some place like better after we saved up some money. And it's a year lease, and now I'm really regretting it because it's so small, and I really feel like it's going to destroy our relationship.
Why do you feel like it's going to destroy it?
Because it's so small. Oh, my gosh, we're fighting so much. So before, I was living with my parents, and he was, like, over all the time. And so we stayed in my room, you know, just to, like, have privacy. And so I thought that would be fun because, like, the apartment is, like, the same size as my room, basically. But now that we're, like, living in the apartment, and we have both of our stuff in there, it's so crowded. And there's no AC also. Like, we thought it'd be okay because we're right in Long Beach. Like, the ocean is right there, and so we thought we'd be getting like a nice breeze and stuff, but it's
so hot and it's so cramped and we are fighting like crazy.
Well,
and
Meg, your energy needs its own studio. Your energy needs its own space. You know what I mean? Like, you've got some real pace to your energy.
Right, and plan
some
stuff.
And it probably needs a little bit of space.
To get out of the apartment, you know? Go out on more dates, things like that. Walks,
yeah, and
workouts.
I work from home, so it's like,
oh no,
I'm like there all day.
Meg, let me give you some hope. I have a best friend who also lived in a studio apartment with her boyfriend, and they also ended up, it ended up being a little too crammed. They ended up breaking up, and I don't know if it was about the apartment or whatever, and she ended up coming to live with me at the time. I had a condo. She lived in my spare bedroom for that summer. Then they ended up getting back together, and now they're married and have children, and it all ended up working out in the end. I don't know if it had anything to do with the studio apartment, but just tough it out, you know? I feel like it.
Okay.
There's hope here.
I was hoping they weren't going to get back together.
No, they got back together.
She turned a new leaf and became a happy person.
I'm just saying that it's not about the apartment, you know? It's like, don't let this apartment break you guys apart, is my point.
Yeah, or do, if you don't want to stay in the relationship, this could be the reason and the way out.
No.
Do you think that maybe it's a sign that we're not meant to be together?
You're talking to the sign reader here? I always think it's a sign.
I don't. I think we're in the middle of a heat wave. It's hot, and we're all miserable. So get some bikes and start, you know, doing some outdoor stuff and get yourself out of the apartment as much as possible and you'll see.
And then move in with Sissany, and then you guys will get back together.
And then,
or could you sublet it? Could you sublet your studio and then maybe find something a little bit bigger?
Oh, maybe.
I mean, there's options, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll be November soon.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, good luck.
It's hot right now. We're all miserable.
Yeah, we're on top of each other, and we're sweating. All right, Meg, thank you very much. Good luck. I do like your energy, though.
Thank you.
So keep sharing that. Remember seeing all the roommates I had growing up. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I mean, as an adult here, right? It's always that one time of year or that one chapter where you cannot stand living with the person, whether you're in a relationship or just a friendship. You actually say, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then you either work it out or you kick them out. We had to kick a roommate out once. We had to get everybody together. We had we lived like six of us in a place down on Ocean Park. Everybody together, to a house meeting, and then one of the roommates was just a disaster, and we think not like an honest person, and we tell them they were kicked out.
That
awkward conversation.
Awkward conversation, but so it's easier when you've got five other roommates to do that.
Yeah.
It's very difficult when you do it one-on-one.
The most I've had is eight at once.
That's a lot. That's eight a is lot. Enough.
Five for me.
That's a lot, too. I do miss some of those days where we put ice in a trash can and load it with beer and set our bay over.
Yeah.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
8 days until Taylor Swift comes to SoFi Stadium and boosts the economy here in Los Angeles. Sunshine and hot. That's around 105. Inland and 80s and 90s everywhere else. So where did this even come from, this question about how many times we're showering in a week and are we cleaning ourselves too much, causing skin issues?
Who knows? But then now it's like everywhere and everyone has been talking about it this week.
Okay, so what's
true?
Tell me what people, what do you mean it's true? What is true?
It's Tanya? True. It's everywhere and people are talking about it. I've brought it into my household and said we have to stop showering so much.
Okay, no, not if you're going to come here. You need to clean yourself. Why? Why did you bring
Nobody
it to your
showers.
To say that?
Stop showering.
Well, this is not about water. This is about your body, right?
Yes, and your microbiome.
Okay, this is something we will listen to, but I will argue it. Go ahead.
Okay, so a dermatologist recently came out and said that you should shower every 2 to 3 days.
Are you supposed to take a bath in between?
No, this is about the water actually hitting your skin.
Oh, the water?
No, it's not about the water. It's about your skin.
It's about your skin.
Oh, yes.
I thought you knew all of this, Tanya.
I thought it was the soap.
I thought you brought this to your household.
I didn't bring it to my household. And I got an argument there,
too. Can we go back
to
what your household is? I had never heard you say household before. Let's put a pin in household there. All right, so why?
So basically, before we all freak out, right? Because everyone's like 2 to 3 days. There's people like Tanya who showers like 100 times a day. There's no real scientific like evidence to how many baths someone needs because people work out, people don't work out. Like there's, right. You know, people sweat more, people stink more. So everyone is different.
Yeah. So my shower is dictated by activity, my job, and romance.
Exactly. So
Those are the three tent poles to my cleaning.
True.
Exactly. So I think the whole 2 to 3 days is very loosely based.
Yeah.
But and that's what this dermatologist, I guess, eventually was saying. But it does come down to activity, like sweating a lot and all that. But can you shower too often was another question. And then the answer is yes, you can. It could disrupt your skin barrier and dry out your skin.
I'm going to take that risk to be clean. I'm going to take that risk to smell like honeycombs and not stink.
But you can make yourself more prone to infection if you overwash because the skin is protected by some really nice natural bacteria, that things that protect your to preserve and all that stuff.
Wait, hold on a second. Tanya, if you knew all this, why didn't you tell us this 15 years ago, Tanya? Why you been holding it to yourself,
because
selfish?
I didn't know this. I just saw this report as well. And when I saw it, I was shook to my core because it was talking about the bacteria that protects our microbiome. And I'm like, I'm washing this good bacteria off my microbiome multiple times a day.
Do you even know what that means?
Microbiome.
Like microbiome? Do you know what your microbiome is?
She keeps saying it like she's a doctor.
What is the essence of your microbiome?
What's a microbiome?
So hold on, I have to Google it. But it's basically the layer that protects you.
The layer.
It's the layer that protects us from the outside, shields us from the outside harm.
I think I ooze out enough grease overnight to microbiome replenish. And I then need to wash that off. Like every morning I wash my face before I even do anything. Like I wash my face right away. Then usually I jump in the shower. But even on a Saturday, I wash my face before I go take my shower. If I have my coffee, come back a couple hours later. But guys, I'm just telling you, like when I come here, you want me clean. When I'm romancing, you want me clean. When I finish my
romancing,
workout.
Romancing?
What do you call it?
I don't know, but I don't call it romancing.
My passionate journeys?
Oh, please don't call it that.
My PJs?
I do that too, though.
Biome is the collection of all microbes, such as bacteria, fungi, viruses, and their genes that naturally live on our bodies and inside us. Well, guess what? I'm cleaning myself every day. Like it or don't like it?
I think a lot of people still are. The 3 days, there's no chance. The only time I ever went 3 days was when I had the newborns. Like, that's when went 3 days.
Acceptable. All week, Taylor Swift tickets at SoFi Stadium. We're 8 days away. And if you're going, you got to be Taylor Swift concert ready. It's interactive. You've seen this on different posts and stuff, but it's an interactive show. So I'm going to bring up Opal Jules. Opal actually went viral for teaching her mom these chants before they went to the show. But take a listen. This is, for example, this is Delicate, the track, right, from Taylor. Okay, you know that. So when Taylor performs it, then this is the version from a concert. Here's what you got to know. I think you know. I don't think they beep it in the stadium.
No.
Here's Bejeweled. Top five. And by the way, I'm going out tonight. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still. Okay, now here's the live version. It's a relative of ours. Most likely. All right, Opal's going to explain all this. Opal Jules teaching us the Taylor chant. Now, how did you become the expert on the Taylor chants, Opal?
Hi, Ryan. I am a huge Swiftie, and if you're a Swiftie, you need to know the Eras Tour chants.
And you were trying to teach your mom these?
Yes.
How'd that go?
She needed to know all of them. If you're going to the Eras Tour, there are three chants you need to know. I tried to teach her. Honestly, I feel like if my mom could learn them, you could too.
So you can see her mom trying to learn these at
OJ Opal Jewels on TikTok. Check it out. All right, let's hone in on, we just played Bejeweled. Right before Taylor sings I'm Going Out Tonight, what happens?
Well, it's actually, you are going to say, where are you going, Taylor?
Where are you going, Taylor, right? And everybody does it on cue. So don't be left out if you're going. All right, so let me play, when you hear this in concert style. Play a little bit over here. Wrap your head around it. So what happens, Jules, at the Taylor Swift concert right before that first lyric?
Well, you're going to ask Taylor, what time is it? And of course, she's going to tell you it's midnight.
What time is it? So here it is. Listen. Now, is
I
it
love
just
it.
One person? Everybody needs, like, it seems well, like one not, person's doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, not everybody knew. So now we need to let everyone know.
Well, we're spreading the word right now. Opal, are you spreading the word on TikTok? Are people catching on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone loves learning the chant.
Have you seen Opal Jewels, foremost expert on Taylor chants at the concert? Have you seen her in concert? Have you been to a show?
Yes, I went to her Denver show about 2 weeks ago. I had the time of my life.
And the only thing I really want to focus on, like, when this is over, what will happen to the world? Like, when this tour ends and, like, she's finishing up the U.S. leg here in a minute, like, will you be okay? Will we be okay?
Tumbleweeds.
What will we do?
Well, it's just going to be tumbleweeds going down the road.
I hope she makes a documentary.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. She's got.
I'm sure she's
got a lot of international shows going.
Yeah, she's playing Mexico next. Let's go see her in Mexico if we can't go here. Right? Google what shows she's doing in Mexico.
The international tour.
Yeah, I think she's going to Mexico then Europe after the U.S. Right? Hey, Opal Jewels, thank you so much for coming on. Check her out on TikTok, Opal Jewels, and congratulations on a tour well done. Thank you very much. August 24th, she's in Mexico City. That could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a sponsor and go.
Let's
broadcasting go. Broadcasting live. Coming up next hour, we're going to have Sydney LaRue from Angel City. Angel City FC games. You can check them out on iHeartRadio. Angel City FC. Tanya, when you go, did you see Sydney play or was she out because she hurt herself? Do you remember?
So I'm new to the soccer world, and so I don't know if she was on the field.
Well, when were you there?
I was there in May, I believe.
Because she had an injury, and I think she had to nurse that injury for a little while.
But it was so much fun. Like, I had such a good time at the game.
Now, this is what's really cool, is that Sydney from Angel City is going to be calling us from New Zealand. She's at the World Cup right now in New Zealand playing for the U.S. national team. Now, 800-520-1027 into our studio, and Crystal is on the line. Crystal, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great. I'm awake, you know. How are you?
Totally awake. Does your husband know we're going to talk about him right now?
No. I can't lie. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Does your husband listen to us?
He doesn't really know. No, that's why.
Okay, that's
I'm
okay. No, you can be honest about that. I think that's fair. It's like we know some spouses do not listen, and others do. And we know some spouses drag their spouses to listen, and we know that. Like we are aware. Very aware. So what is it? You? I mean, this is strong, but they tell me that you hate your husband's tattoo.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. I mean, we've been married for a while now. We have a beautiful daughter together. And this wasn't a decision he even brought up to me. He just came with a tattoo of our daughter's name on his arm. And
what's the problem?
It doesn't look good. You can't read it.
But it's your daughter's name on his body?
Yes. It's on his whole arm, forearm. Yeah, forearm.
And why doesn't it look good?
The text doesn't look good. You can't really read it. The letters are everywhere. I sent a picture. It doesn't look good, like, at all. I can't read it.
You cannot criticize your daughter's name on your husband's body.
At least it's like, your daughter's name.
I mean, I love that he loves our daughter and he wants to put it on her name. That's a good choice as long as it's not my name on it. But it doesn't, you can't read it though. Like when you look at it, you think
gotta,
it looks
I
like
a see this. Of,
we're
like,
looking at it. So you sent this into the studio here just now. I'm looking at it. Well, wait, what does it say? What's her name?
I mean, that's the thing. It's like you can't really read it.
Yeah, you can't really read it. It's just our daughter's name is on here.
Like, what is the name?
What is Amel?
Amanda?
Amel?
Remy.
You know, this looks like the skyline of a city, actually.
No, I don't even...
it kind of does look like a landscape on it if you squint your eyes.
I mean, it is artistic.
I think we had to talk about he did this from the heart, and, you know, I don't think that it's... Is it the tattoo artist that screwed up?
It might have been. I don't know. I'm kind of worried he might. If we ever have another kid in the future, is he going to do this to his other arm? Is it going to look the same? I don't know.
Does he like it? And does your daughter like it?
Our daughter thinks it's cool because she thinks everything that her daddy does is cool. I did tell him that I wasn't a big fan. He's very sensitive about it. I do feel bad, but it's just, I was honest with him. I'm not going to lie.
I would lie a little bit, though. I would lie a little bit. I mean, the guy like covered his entire arm with your kid's name.
I'd
lie
a little bit. Yeah.
You need to go back and say it's growing on you. You know, it's growing on me, honey. It's growing on me, baby. Yeah. It's growing on me. What do you call him, daddy? What do you call him? It's growing on me, baby.
Daddy.
What do you call daddy. Your daughter's dad?
I call him love.
Love. It's growing on me, love. It's growing on me, love.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. What do you call Michael, Sissany?
Babe.
What do you call Robbie, Tanya?
Baby.
You know what I can't do? Honey.
Honey?
I can't do honey.
Like, yeah,
that one doesn't really roll off the tongue.
It doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't sound like romantic to me, honey. I feel like honey is something you might say to your kids, but not to your partner. But people say it to the partner.
Michael's mom calls him honey.
It seems more family than it does partner. Yeah. But I do have friends who are like, my honey is coming over.
My honey.
Like, oh, no.
What about sweetie? Sweetie's cute. Babe,
sweetie, no, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't roll off my tongue. Babe is the only thing that works for me. Babe. Babe.
No, sweetie. Babe.
Hi, no, sweetie.
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay. What are you sipping on there? Is that the coffee?
Yeah, I have it's cold brew mixed with my homemade almond milk.
Oh, that's nice. I really actually, in this heat, cold brew, I'm so for it. I'm really for it. It goes down fast, but I'm for it.
Yeah, but I heat it up.
You
that's
heat up cold
weird.
Brew?
Yeah, why? Because I mix it with my hot almond milk and I steam my hot almond milk.
But it seems like you're fighting inside your cup. I mean, you've got two different things happening inside that cup.
Yeah, I never thought you were supposed to heat
cold brew. No, I think
cold
brew and cold almond milk go together.
Mm.
Well, to drink some more. Drink some more.
Okay.
And then we'll get to the training report. Sip it down. Sip it down. And now let's get to the training report. What do you have?
Okay. So we've all seen the pictures by now. Tom Brady picking up Irina Shayk from her hotel last weekend, then spending the night at Tom's house, and then him driving her back to her hotel the next morning.
But apparently she's wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, but we saw the pictures. I don't know if you saw the pictures of Tom kind of like caressing her face in the car. He's like leaning over. And
that was not a car. That was like a, what was that?
It was a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, that's not a car. It's a Rolls Royce truck or something, wasn't it? I think it was a Rolls Royce SUV. I always kept looking at the car.
Oh, well.
I was like, that's what Tom Brady
drives. Girls don't look at that. We were looking at that.
Well, I was talking about what he was rolling in.
It's a Rolls Royce.
You see me rolling.
Is it a Rolls Royce SUV? Tom Brady. Rolling in that. I mean, but that's like, you would, I guess if you saw that and looked over, you'd think Tom Brady would be in something like that.
Yeah, I agree. And I was also surprised that he drove himself.
Well, how's he going to get there?
A driver?
He's not going to have a driver take Irina Shayk back in the morning after spending the night.
Have you not been Ubered home from a guy's house before? Because I have.
Usually if you own a car like that, you should have a driver.
Okay, so what happened?
Okay, so Page Six is reporting that the two of them, Tom Brady and Irina Shayk, met at a wedding last month. So the two of them have gone through very public splits recently. Irina Shayk was with Bradley Cooper. They ended their relationship after 4 years together, and they do have a child. And then obviously we know Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen announced their divorce after 13 years of marriage. But the highlight of the story for me is that these two lovebirds, and actually TMZ is reporting that they are in fact dating, they met at a mutual friend's wedding. And I was like, this is such a great place to meet a potential love interest. If you're kind of like, do you have any of those friends that are like, ugh, I'm so over the apps right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get yourself to a wedding.
I was thinking about that when you said it, and the normal me would say no. I love it. I actually love it. I think going to a wedding is a great way to meet somebody because there's a common denominator right away. You're kind of trapped, right, at the wedding. And if you're
trapped,
there solo, right? I mean, you know, you're stuck or you're there. You're within the
You're
walls
enjoying
of a wedding.
Your time.
You're enjoying your time, but you're alone. You came solo if you met somebody at a wedding.
Yeah.
And so there's this whole like, I decided to come
you
alone.
Gotta you gotta make small to talk.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
But think about it. You both came alone to a mutual friend or opposite sides of the right groom or bride's group.
Right.
So there's a common denominator there. You both decided to just go for it and come single. The only thing is for me, for Tom, for us, like wherever he goes, everyone wants to meet him. Right. So it's not probably hard for him to like stumble into anybody anywhere at any time.
I agree.
And same with her.
The same with her, too. So I'm not like blown away that these two found each other because they're probably the most sought after individuals anywhere they go.
But they serendipitously were at the same wedding.
Whose wedding?
You know, it was some billionaire. I didn't recognize the name, so I didn't put it in my report. But...
So here's the thing. I was wondering, though, back to the car when he's caressing her face in his nice vehicle.
Yeah.
Like, after you drop off a girl, what's your next move? Like, does he go get coffee? Does he call a buddy? Like, what do you do next? Think about that. Do you go home and go back to bed?
Like, what do you do? He probably called a buddy.
He probably called Gronk.
Yeah.
We are going long distance right now. Women's World Cup is on Fox.
That's right.
And we're going to New Zealand here. Sydney LaRue is on the line here. Sydney LaRue from Angel City FC and the U.S. Women's National Team.
Woo!
Sydney, good morning here. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. It's so nice to officially meet you. I've got Sydney and Tanya here. You're on
Good morning.
KISS back in Los Angeles.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. So well, what can you bring us up to speed? What's happening in New Zealand right now?
Oh, I mean, it's a lot of fun. You got to stay up pretty late if you're living in LA to watch some of these games. So I've lost a little bit of sleep, but it's been so exciting.
How does that major jet lag play a role in performance, or does it not when you're out there?
Well, you get there like weeks before, so your body's able to adapt. So yeah, you're already adjusted.
Okay, so we're on with Sydney LaRue from Angel City FC. Now, we need to break the ice. We don't know. We haven't had you here before, and so just to understand, like, kind of personality we're dealing with here. Just one question, and then this will tell us a lot about you. So, would you rather speak to animals, or would you rather know other people's thoughts? What would you prefer?
I would rather speak to animals. I think.
Me too. Okay, that's good. I mean, do you have pets?
I do. I have a little dog. She's 2 pounds, and her name is Chicken.
I love that name for a dog.
My daughter named her. So, yeah, that didn't come from me. Mm-hmm.
That is so cute. All right, so we're on with Sydney LaRue, who's there, Women's World Cup. You can check it out on Fox. Now, Tanya actually was out to see one of your games, one of your matches there at BMO Stadium, and came back with the biggest grin on her face. Tanya, what struck you about watching the team?
The crowd and the cheer squad that you guys have is unlike any other cheer band squad I've ever seen in my life. It was like the whole side of the field was going nuts, and it really, really like riled me up.
Oh, it's amazing. I always say, anyone I ever meet, I'm like, have you been to an Angel City game? And they're like, either yes, we're season ticket holders, or no, I've never been, but we've been meaning to go. And I'm like, it is one of the best experiences, especially to see women's soccer grow so much. And
yeah.
I mean, sell out. And exactly, like our support system is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. So yeah, I'm happy that you got to see that.
So that's interesting. Talking about the growth of the sport, you know, from your perspective, being inside of it, seeing some growth, but knowing there's a lot more that can be attained. What's your, what in 5 years, like what do you hope for?
I hope that every club in the NWSL looks like Angel City, selling out every week. I think that's huge. I mean, the league started 11 years ago and we were playing on high school fields on YouTube, and now we're at BMO Stadium, you know, playing in front of 22,000 people. So it's pretty amazing. But in five years, yeah, that's what I hope, that everything looks like the city.
I'm also thinking about young girls who are playing soccer at young ages, like just starting off in their life, right, as kids, and they're playing soccer, and they can look at what you have achieved and what your team is achieving and what they can achieve too as inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think women's soccer has grown so much. And I remember growing up and, you know, you look up and you're like, oh, I don't really have anyone who like either looks like me or acts like me. And I think it's so fair to say that you can go to a game and you can find someone who you're like, oh, she represents me. Like, that's me out there, and I can do that. And I think that's amazing.
Absolutely.
Sydney LaRue, Angel City FC. By the way, if you want tickets to go see them, angelcity.com, you can check them out there. So do you, just maybe even sort of thinking more broadly here for anybody that's got to have a disciplined schedule and a disciplined life and, you know, really put a lot of energy into their work, do you have any sort of motivational ceremony or routine that keeps you motivated?
I think that, I mean, I have two kids, and I think everyone always asks me, like, how do you juggle that? How do you balance that? And I think it's really important to just do the best you can, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't think there's a perfect balance. Like, it doesn't exist, and you just do the best you can. And for me, like, my motivation is my kids. And I think being able to find something that motivates you outside of your job is really important. And so they keep my love alive for my job.
Well, you're doing a good job at your job. Thank you for reaching out to us from across the globe here, and continued success and congratulations again. We'll get people to tune in to watch you guys, okay? Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
By Sydney LaRue, Angel City. You can watch the Women's World Cup on Fox tonight at 6 our time. They are playing the Netherlands, so check that out.
Do you know what else they have that you would love?
Mm.
Gummy bears dipped in chamoy.
I don't want those.
And
what's chamoy?
It's like that. It's like tahine. It's like liquid tahine.
I like tahine, but I don't like candy. So it would be, so you don't know me. Match game.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Taylor Swift tickets for you tomorrow. We're going to do it at 8:40. 8:40 Taylor Swift tickets. Also, get a Ryan's Roses tomorrow, too. More Dodger tickets, Angel City tickets, the morning hack, a quote of the day. It's all going to go down tomorrow, Thursday. We're getting there. We're almost to August, guys. Have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for listening to us. It's Kiss FM.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.